जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्यमात अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री श्री राधा माधव सखी वृंद सुमन महाप्रभु की श्री श्री पंचतत्व की नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushun Militang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ठे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंध दीनबंध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्ट प्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टके हरे कृष्णा टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 27 अंडरस्टैंडिंग नेचुरल नेचर टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 एंड 29 So text 28 is on the board. Madhakta prati buddhartha mat prasade na bhuyasa nishreya sangsa sangsthanam kaivalya akham madasrayam. Madhakta prati buddhartha mat prasade na bhuyasa Matajis. So I'll read text 29, then I'll read the translation and purport. Prakna hita anja sadhira sadrishachinna sangshaya jadgattana nivartena yogi lingad vinigrame. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy. And thus, when freed from all doubts, he steadily progresses towards his destined abode, which is directly under the protection of my spiritual energy of unadulterated bliss. That is the ultimate perfectional goal of the living entity. After giving up the present material body, the mystic devotee goes to that transcendental abode and never comes back. Please repeat. My devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy. And thus, when freed from all doubts, he steadily progresses towards his destined abode, which is directly under the protection of my spiritual energy of unadulterated bliss. That is the ultimate perfectional goal of the living entity. After giving up the present material body, the mystic devotee goes to the transcendental abode and never comes back. Purport. It's a long purport by Prabhupada. Actual self-realization means becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. The existence of a devotee implies the function of a function of devotion and the object of devotion. Self-realization ultimately means to understand the personality of Godhead and the living entities, to know the individual self and the reciprocal exchanges of loving service between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity is real self-realization. This cannot be attained by the impersonalist or other transcendentalist. They cannot understand the science of devotional service. Devotional service is revealed to the pure devotee by the unlimited causeless mercy of the Lord. This is specially spoken here by the Lord, Mat Prasadena, by my special grace. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Only those who engage in devotional service with love and faith receive the necessary intelligence from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that gradually and progressively they can advance to the abode of the Personality of Godhead. Nishesha means the ultimate destination. Sa-sang-sthana indicates that the impersonalists have no particular place to stay. The impersonalists sacrifice their individuality so that the living spark can merge into the impersonal effulgence emanating from the transcendental body of the Lord. But the devotee has a specific abode. The planets rest in the sunshine, but the sunshine itself has no particular resting place. When one reaches a particular planet, then he has a resting place. The spiritual sky, which is known as Kaivalya, is simply blissful light on all sides, and it is under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanahi Pratishta Aham, the impersonal Brahman, effulgence, rests on the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Kaivalya, or impersonal Brahman. In that impersonal effulgence, there are spiritual planets, which are known as Vaikunthas, chief of which is Krishna Loka. Some devotees are elevated to the Vaikuntha planets, and some are elevated to the planet Krishna Loka. According to the desire of the particular devotee, he is offered a particular abode, which is known as Sa-sangsthana, his desired destination. By the grace of the Lord, the self-realized devotee, engaged in devotional service, understands his destination even while in the material body. He therefore performs the devotional activities steadily, without doubting. And after quitting his material body, he at once reaches the destination for which he has prepared himself. After reaching that abode, he never comes back to this material world. The word lingat vinigrame, which are used here, mean after being freed from the two kinds of material bodies, subtle and gross. The subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, false ego and contaminated consciousness. And the gross body is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. When one is transferred to the spiritual world, he gives up both the subtle and gross bodies of this material world. He enters the spiritual sky in his pure spiritual body and is situated in one of the spiritual planets. Although the impersonalists also reach the spiritual sky after giving up the subtle and gross material bodies, they are not placed in the spiritual planets. As they desire, they are allowed to merge in the spiritual effulgence emanating from the transcendental body of the Lord. The word Sa-sangsthanam is also very significant. As a living entity prepares himself, so he attains his abode. The impersonal Brahman effulgence is offered to the impersonalist. But those who want to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form as Narayan in the Vaikunthas or with Krishna in Krishna Loka go to those abodes where from they never return. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. मुखम करोति वाचलम पंगुल लंघायते गिरिं जत कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु देवतारिणां परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य शरणं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपिताका स्वामी नित्यानंदिनी नमो आचार्य पादाय निताय कृपा प्रदायिनी गौरकथा धामदाय नगरगामोत्तारिणी। सो कपिल मुनि इज एक्सप्लेनिंग कंटिन्यूअसली टू हिज मदर देवहूति। So in these sections he is describing the qualities of devotional service and some in-depth insight has been revealed by Mother Devahuti in this text today. Very important points have been discussed both in the translation and the long purport by Srila Prabhupada. So I'll try to give some elaboration on those points already given by Prabhupada. So first point is Kapil Muni is explaining, my devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy. So it's a very important point that devotional service cannot be attained by our own endeavor. Which is devotional service? Pure devotional service at the level of Bhava Bhakti. So, Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion explains there are three kinds of devotional service: Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. So, Sadhana Bhakti starts at the level of Bhajana Kriya and ends at the level of Asakti. But Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti is the ultimate goal of devotional service. So, Rupa Goswami explains two characteristics of each devotional service. So, two characteristics of sadhana bhakti is Klesagni and Subodha. Klesagni means pure devotional service. If we perform, all our kleshas, miseries are extinguished. There are no more miseries of this material world to those devotees who are performing sadhana bhakti. And devotional service is Subodha, is all auspices. Why it is all auspices? And Rupa Goswami is explaining four points to establish that pure devotional service is all auspices. Why it is all auspices? Because it attracts everyone. Pure devotional service attracts everyone. And second point, pure devotional service benefits everyone. Everyone means not only human beings, all other living entities also. And it has been exhibited also by different devotees. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through the forest of Jharkhand, while he was chanting the holy name of the Lord, not only the human beings were attracted by him, all the animals in the forest were not only attracted, they are also exhibiting the love of God and dancing in ecstasy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by that it has been established that devotional service to Krishna attracts even the animals of this world. It's so powerful. Therefore it's called all auspices. Why? Because it attracts everyone and it benefits everyone. And pure devotional service is so powerful that it can deliver all the living entities. Just like Sivananda Sen, he was so merciful to that dog and the dog got the mercy. So therefore, pure devotional service is very auspicious. So after describing these two characteristics of pure devotional service, which is related to sadhana bhakti, there are two characteristics of bhava bhakti, as explained by Rupa Goswami. One of them is moksha lagutakrit and sudurlava. So here, sudurlava means is very very rare. Sulava means easily available. Durlava means very rarely available. And sudurlava means very, very, very rare, extremely rare. Bhava Bhakti is extremely rare. Why? Because of two reasons. Rupa Goswami explains. One is that one cannot get this Bhava Bhakti by his own endeavor. It is pointed out here. Bhava Bhakti can be achieved only by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, it is Sudurlava, very rare. When we can achieve something by our own endeavor, it cannot be rare. But if we put our endeavor, it can be achieved. But Bhava Bhakti, you can endeavor so much, you can be perfect in Sadhana Bhakti also. Whatever has been spoken by Rupa Goswami, each limb of devotional service, you can practice very perfectly. But you cannot get Bhava Bhakti unless it is being offered by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the mood of a sadhaka. Unless we have that mood of dependence on the mercy of the Lord, we cannot achieve Bhava Bhakti. But we have an independent nature. We want to do everything independent. That's why you are here. We want to be independent of Krishna. So that independent nature is still there, although we are practicing devotional service. And Prabhupada says real independence means completely depending on Krishna. That is real independence. Because Krishna is independent completely, and when we surrender unto Him, that quality we get and we become completely independent. So unless we depend completely on Krishna, we cannot be independent. But we have a nature to be independent. Why? We don't want to be dependent. We feel if we become dependent, we will be exploited. And if we become independent, then we can exploit. And we feel more we can exploit, more we can get happiness. But the concept is not correct. More we exploit, more we become frustrated. That is the nature of this material world. So those who want to become big in this material world, they become more frustrated. That's why you see the top people in the material world are most frustrated people available. The most successful businessmen, the most prominent political leaders, these people are very frustrated. And that is the nature of this world. Because they want to exploit more the material nature. And more you exploit, more you get frustration. But spiritual world is the world of service. There is no place for exploitation. Krishna never exploits. And that is the unique nature of the spiritual world. So therefore, in the spiritual world, there is a competition to become more humble. Because if you become more humble, then you can render more service. And if you render more service, you can get more bliss. Because service is the source of happiness and bliss. And that has been very clearly pointed out by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. Therefore, in this translation, it is written that my devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy. So depending on the mercy of the Lord is the secret of our success. And when we have that dependence on Krishna, then what happens? We become free from all doubts. And we steadily progress to our ultimate goal of our life. So sadhana bhakti is also divided into two. One is called anisthita bhakti and nistha bhakti. Anisthita bhakti is unsteady devotional service. And nistha bhakti means steady devotional service. So there is a difference. As long as, because our devotional service begins adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha. Out of our faith, Shraddha, we associate with the devotees. And by the association of the devotees, what we do? We start bhajana kriya. We start rendering devotional service. But when we start rendering devotional service, we have a lot of anarthas in our heart. So at the level of anisthita bhakti, unsteady devotional service, we have a lot of anarthas in our heart. Therefore, our devotional service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not steady. Unsteady. What are the symptoms of unsteadiness? There are different symptoms of unsteadiness have been explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini. Very clearly explained what are the features of unsteady devotional service and what stops us to become steady in devotional service. So I can give two, three points. So one of the hindrance in our devotional service that we become sleepy during the process of chanting, hearing and remembering. It's called loy. Means we become sleepy. And somehow that is happening to many of the devotees. As soon as we start our chanting, we feel sleepy. As soon as we sit in our Bhagavatam class, we feel sleepy. And there is a mercy of Nidra Devi, I heard. Nidra Devi has a place to stay in Kali Yuga during Bhagavatam class. So it's very powerful. So there is a story, it's a very famous story. So one man came to class of Srimad Bhagavatam, given by Srila Prabhupada in the Western countries. As soon as he came in the class, he fell asleep. And the class was over, time for prasadam, all the devotees went back, but one devotee saw that this guy is sleeping. So he went to wake him up. And as soon as he woke up, he started finding, where is that Swamiji? He said, why? No, he is very powerful, Swamiji. Why is he so powerful? Because I could not sleep in my whole life. I took so many medicines, went to so many doctors, but I could not sleep. But as soon as I came here, in your class given by the Swamiji, I felt so nice. And I was sleeping so nicely. Powerful Swamiji. That is power of Srimad Bhagavatam in Kali Yuga. So it happens to us also. So that is the symptom of anisthita bhakti, unsteady devotional service. And what happens? Another symptom is, as soon as we get some opportunity to gratify our senses, so-called devotional service, our attention to chanting and hearing is not so much focused. Just like we say that as soon as we start our Bhagavatam class, that we say, Chakshus Unmilitam, na? That spiritual master opens our eyes and Bhagavatam opens our eyes. As soon as we chant that mantra, our Nimilitam, our eye is closed. But as soon as Mahaprasada Govind, the prasadam time, everybody is awake. So very strong. So that is one of the symptoms of anisthita bhakti. The main process of our devotional service is chanting and hearing and remembering. So that is important. So as soon as we get some opportunity to do something else, we get distracted. That is one of the symptoms of unsteady devotional service. Another thing is unsteady devotional service, that we cannot become regular in our practice. Prabhupada has given a program, morning program. Every day we should come for Mangala Arati, chant japa in the temple, then Guru Puja, Darshana Arati, then Srimad Bhagavatam class. We should do it every day. But because of our unsteady nature, because of lot of our anarthas are there in our heart, we cannot perform on a regular basis. We come for some day, then again stop, come for one day, again stop, it happens, right? It should be regularly done, every day, Nityang Bhagavata Seva. It never said that weekly once, weekly twice, Sunday class, never said. Nityang Bhagavata Seva, every day. But because of our unsteady nature, we cannot perform this regular devotional service on a regular basis. And unless we perform on a regular basis, it is very difficult to develop bhava bhakti. Because essence of sadhana bhakti given by Rupa Goswami, the essence of sadhana bhakti is always remember Krishna. That is the essence of sadhana bhakti. And never forget him. So that is the quality of sadhana bhakti. So we have to be continuously engaged. Tesang Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Piti Purgavam Dadami Buddhi Jagantam Janamam Pujantite. Tesang Satata Yuktanam. Prabhupada also explains here in the purport. Only those who engages in devotional service with love and faith receive the necessary intelligence. Tesang Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Piti Purgavam. So we should be engaged in devotional service all the time with love and affection to Krishna. Then Krishna gives the intelligence. Tadami buddhi jagamtam janamam upajantite. Then you can come to me. So that is the process of sadhana bhakti. And Rupa Goswami says, essence is always remember Krishna. Means we should be always engaged, 24 hours a day in devotional service. Then our ecstasy, the symptoms of love of Godhead can manifest in our body and heart. That is the process. It's not that someday we wake up in the morning and we can start manifesting our ecstasy for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. It's a process. It's a science. It's a science. Science of devotional service. So unless we engage all our senses, mind, and Rupa Goswami says we have to engage our mind, always thinking of Krishna. We should engage our senses in the service of Krishna all the time. And we can engage our tongue, our words, in glorifying Krishna all the time. So when our body, mind and words are always engaged, 24 hours a day, then there is a chance of receiving mercy of the Lord. And then we can experience the ecstatic symptoms of your devotional service. And what happens at the level of Bhava Bhakti? At the level of Bhava Bhakti, we no longer perform devotional service in this material world. It is completely under the spiritual energy of the Lord. Shuddha Sattva enters into the heart of a devotee who has achieved the level of Bhava Bhakti, Rupa Goswami explains. So then, Bhava Bhakti is performed by the spiritual energy of the Lord. And this Shuddha Sattva is a combination of Samvit Shakti and Radini Shakti. So the function of Samvit Shakti is that by that energy of the Lord, we can understand Krishna completely. Knowledge-giving potency. Samvit Shakti means knowledge-giving potency. So we can understand Krishna fully by His grace through that Samvit potency. And Radhini potency means is a pleasure-giving potency. So by the pleasure-giving potency, Krishna releases the happiness and He makes His devotee also release the happiness. That is the function of Radhini Shakti. So at the level of Bhava Bhakti, the combination of Samvit Shakti and Radhini Shakti manifests in our heart. And we become completely free from any contamination of this material world. And at that moment, we can experience the sarup, our eternal constitutional position in the spiritual world. Prabhupada explains in the purport that according to the desire, 1 minute, by the grace of the Lord, the self-realized devotee engaged in devotional service understands his destination even while in this material body. That is called Sarupa Siddhi. At the level of Raganuga Bhakti and at the level of Bhava Bhakti, although he is in this material body, he can understand his eternal constitutional position in the spiritual world. He can see what is his eternal body in the spiritual world. So sometimes we confuse what is Raganuga Bhakti. Or sometimes we think, oh, Raganuga Bhakti means that does not need any rules and regulations. At the level of Raganuga Bhakti, a devotee has two features, two forms. One form as a sadhaka and one form as a siddha. So Rupa Goswami is exhibiting that. Rupa Goswami is exhibiting the quality of a sadhaka in the form of Rupa Goswami. He is exhibiting the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. He is chanting 64 rounds, he is writing books, so many things. That he is performing as a sadhaka. But internally, he is a Rupa Manjari. So in that mood, he is performing devotional service to Radha and Krishna. So it happens to every living entity who is at the level of Raganuga Bhakti. And Raganuga Bhakti can be performed at the level of Nishtha. But sometimes we prematurely try to imitate that Raganuga Bhakti. So Raganuga Bhakti can be performed when we are free from all anartha. Rupa Goswami very clearly explains. So we can follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan only when we reach the stage of Nishtha Bhakti. Nishtha Bhakti means when our heart is free from all anarthas. We are free from material contamination. At that time we can understand what is our constitutional body in the spiritual world and we can realize our Siddha Rupa. But as long as our material body is there, that sadhaka, that devotee who is at the level of Raganuka Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti also, he performs his Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And that was exhibited by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. So they were practicing as a sadhaka the Vaidhi Bhakti, the process given for regulated devotional service. But internally, they are into the spiritual world. And that has been explained by Prabhupada in the purport very nicely. He says, although he is in the material world, he is not in the material world. He knows that what is his eternal body and what is his relationship with Krishna. And that is the goal, that is the ultimate destination of our devotional service. Not that going to Krishna Loka, going to Vaikuntha Loka is not the goal of Gauriya Vaishnavas. The goal of the Gauriya Vaishnavas is to attain love of Godhead. Prema Pumatsa Mahan, Aradha Bhagavan, Prajasatanaya, Taddhama Vindavana, Brahma Kati Tupasana, Prajabudubar Gena Jakulpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumatsa Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam, Tapsadarana Paraha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Going to the Vaikuntha planets, going to Krishna Loka, is not the goal of our devotional service. The goal of our devotional service is to attain love of Godhead. Which love? Love of Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the goal of our life. And that can be achieved only by Raganuga Bhakti. By Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot achieve a bhava and prema of Goloka Vrindavan. That's very, very important. So sadhana bhakti is of two kinds, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and Raganuga sadhana bhakti. So from Vaidhi bhakti also we can attain prema bhakti, but that will lead us to Vaikuntha planets. But when we perform Raganuga sadhana bhakti, and from that we will achieve Braja Prema Bhakti, and that will lead us to Goloka Vrindavan. And that has been offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami. And that is the rarity of devotional service given by Rupa Goswami for this Gauriya Vaishnavas. And that is very, very rare, and it can be achieved if we follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and his teachings as given in Nectar of Devotion. Very clearly explained. There is no ambiguity. Very clear. And what are the symptoms at each level? Very clearly explained by Rupa Goswami. What is the essence of sadhana bhakti? How do we know that we have achieved the essence of sadhana bhakti? Always remember Krishna. That is the symptom. The symptom of a sadhaka is that who has achieved perfection, that he always remembers Krishna. If you cannot remember Krishna all the time, then you are not perfected your devotional service. Very simple. Nothing to argue about. No, this, that. Very clear. So if you are in a position to remember Krishna all the time, then you have achieved the perfection of sadhana bhakti. And if you can achieve that, then you can understand what is your eternal constitutional position. Your Siddha Rupa will be manifested by the mercy of the Lord when you can remember Krishna all the time. Very simple. So that has been very clearly explained by Rupa Goswami, and that is the ultimate goal of our life as a sadhaka in the line of Rupa Goswami. That's why you are called Rupanugas. Prabhupada says that Rupa Goswami is our Mahajan and his teachings is our ultimate teaching as a practicing devotee in our Rupanuga Gauriya Sampradaya. So here also, Prabhupada in the purport, that point has been clearly explained, that the goal of our life is to attain either Vaikuntha planet or to Krishna Loka. But Mahaprabhu's teachings is further. The devotee of Vrindavan, they don't aspire the Vaikuntha Muktis also. They don't want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. They don't want to go to Vaikuntha planets. Their only goal is to please Krishna. That is prema. What is prema? Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dhare Prema Nam. The desire. That is prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is not something very extraordinary. The desire. What is our desire? So when our desire is completely dedicated for the pleasure of the senses of Krishna, that is prema bhakti. Simple. So our life should be dedicated only for the pleasure of the Krishna senses. So generally three things are functioning very strongly in our existence.